We're continuing with Pesachim, Daf Kuf Amud Beis. We're in the middle of Tosas Yedayin Lo Yotso. And Tosas had said that because of Shinui Makom, they have to make a bar prayer often when they get home. But if you made Kiddush at home, so then even though the Kiddush preceded the meal, you don't have to make another bracha within the meal on the wine. He holds you could have made Kiddush Lo Makom Suda, and then the Kiddush is not really shaykh to the Suda. Still, the Kiddush patters the wine within the meal. If a person made Havdalah by the meal, so then he also, that patters the meal, because obviously Havdalah is Shalom Mokum Suda. So then Tosa said, V'hocha yesh lidchos, that you could say the only reason it patters when you make Kiddush at home, even though you're going to drink other wine within the meal, that's for wine that's before the meal. But maybe it doesn't patter wine that's in the meal. He says, I'll prove to you from Ketzad Mevarchin that it does patter the wine that's in the meal. So then Tosa said, V'afilu l'man do'amar hosam b'gmar yayin sh'b'tocha mazon lo patter yayin sh'lachar mazon haynu m'shum den yayin sh'balishos poter sayayin ha'balishtos. The idea is the wine that you drink in the meal that helps you digest the food, that doesn't cover the wine that's coming after the meal, which is lishtot. That's to drink. Av yayin sh'lifne mazon sh'balishtot. But the wine that you drink before the meal, that's not coming to settle your food. That's something you're taking in order to drink. So that's much better. Everyone agrees that it does patter the wine that's in the meal. And another proof. If you would have to make a bracha on the wine that's within the meal, what's the Mishnah over there discussing in Ketzad Mevarchim? That the wine that's before the meal patters the wine that's after the meal. Tepuk le de patro yain shebetoch hamazon leman damaratam de poter. Vedoch haklomar b'sheloshot yain toch hasuda. Again, what do you mean?
That's the reason why they're not making the bracha under the toch hasuda, just because there's no reason to. There's no wine.
It's dochak to say that we're talking, he's saying, why did the Mishnah over there have to say that the wine that you drank before the meal covers the wine that's after the meal? If you're making a bracha on wine within the meal as well, so maybe that's what's covering the wine that's after the meal. So what? It's a dochak to say we're talking about a scenario where you're not drinking wine during the meal, and that's why you need the wine before the meal to cover the wine that's after the meal. ואף על גב דהת המוקילה בשבתות מיומיתים ובשעת הכזאת דם שאדם קובע סודתו על היין. Of there the Gemara says, we're talking about a scenario where a person is, סעודה revolves around wine. הוא עדין בכל נמי, אם דעתו לשתות ים תוך סעודה. It doesn't have to be a סעודה like Shabbos Yom Tov where there's a lot of wine that going around. If it's a weekday meal where also you're going to drink, it's the same thing. אלא נקד שבתות מיומיתים, דרך לגילות לקבוע סעודתו על היין. It just gave it as an example of something that's common, that's where people are koveh al hayayin. V'tidad v'yom tovim nimnach v'em dato shtot yayin lo patar. I'll prove it, because if on Yom Tov he thinks to himself, that's it, I'm not having any more wine. So then if you change your mind and want to have wine, you already had hesach hadas. It didn't cover it. Mashma da kol talu b'dato. So here you see, it depends on where your das is. Hilkach. Im berech al hayayin nifne hamazon, v'dato shtot b'toch hamazon, en tzich leberech al achav al hagefen, v'lo toch hamazon. You drank wine before the meal with the intent that you're going to drink within the meal. You don't need a bracha achrona nor a bracha rishona for the wine you're going to drink within the meal. Avalim nimlach. But if after Kiddush you decided, I've had it, I'm not drinking any more wine. Eino poter. So then your bar prayer gafen before the meal did not cover your wine within the meal. V'gam tzich levrechach avrecham in shalosh. And you also have to make a bracha achrona. So this is a big machlokas rishonim. And that's why there's an inyan in kiddush not to drink a revius. Because if you drink a revius, according to Tosfos, if you don't plan on drinking within the meal, then you should make a bracha achrona on the kiddush before the meal. Okay, so you could say this is all in the shita of Shmuel, that the kiddush is not connected to the suda, because yesh kiddush alav makom suda. Okay, remains to be seen. Hala.
So it's really better to drink less than a revius.
There is that svara, yes. But the truth is we haven't developed it enough. But we're not learning halacha now, we're just learning bikkur. So, whatever.
People usually drink during the meal anyway.
What?
People usually drink during the meal anyway.
Okay. All this was in Shita Shmuel. Right. Elamai, that he connected it to the Stam Mishnah in Bracha. So he does seem to be going la halacha.
Yeah, how is it?
So, I don't know. Hala, b'shmur amar af yidei yayin, af yidei kiddush lo yatsu, says Tosus, den kiddush lo mkom suda, mishum dikhtib kata l'shabbat oneg, klomar, bimkom kriyat kiddush, shamtei oneg. So that was one of the pshatim in the Rashbam. And the question here is, first of all, he changed one word from the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, bimkom shata kore l'shabbat, so he says, Klomar, Kiryad the Kiddush, Shamte Oneg. Okay, he brings that. Where does he get it from? I don't know. Vilishmuel, Lamalil Kiddush, Bebekanishta. So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, why am I making Kiddush and Shul? The Rav Tzichli Kiddush, Bebekanishta, Lotzi, Korotam, Shenlem, Bnei Bayit, Shiloit, Tarhu, Lekadesh, Bebekam. What's the point, according to Rav? So you're Yotzi Kiddush, but why do we do it? The Gemara says, according to Rav, I need to do it to be motzi, the people that don't need to make it home. So at least I covered all of them. They were yotzei kiddush. Yeah? According to Shmuel, you weren't motzi anyone. That's the question. If you're motzi some people, that's enough of a reason. But if you're not motzi anyone, what's the point?
But what's the problem that they don't have people at home to make kiddush?
It's not a problem. It's that I've accomplished something. At least I was mostly someone. There are some people who won't go home and make Kiddush all over again. But according to Shmuel, there's no one. Everyone's going to make it all over again. So what'd you bother doing it for? Look, there's another idea which is not written here. But we have to wonder about it. We're making Kiddush and Shul. Is there a point to the Tzibur declaring it Shabbos? Is there a point to a Pursumei Nisa of Shabbos? Is the whole point here to be motzi those who wouldn't? Or is there another idea being developed here? So far we don't have a clue at this point that there's another idea. But we should keep our eyes and ears open here for a clue to another din in Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole mahalach in Kiddush Rosh Chodesh that it says that the Chodesh is Mekodesh based on the Jews of Eretz Yisrael today. What they do to be Mekadesh the Chodesh? For centuries, they haven't been doing anything. And yet we say, they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, but they didn't do anything. So Rav Soloveitchik has this mahalach. I heard it from Rav Shechter, but I understood that he was going with Rav Soloveitchik on this, that when the Tzibur says Yaleh v'yavo of Rosh Chodesh, that has the weight of the Beis Din declaring it Rosh Chodesh. So, going in line with that, maybe there's also a halachic weight to the Tzibur's declaration of Shabbos, which, just as an angle of thought, Rav Pesen Zatzal has a whole mahalach based on different sources that part of the idea of Shabbos is Kabbalas Ol Malchus. Shabbos connects to Malchus. And Malchus is specifically when you have a Tzibur. And that's why the mitzvah of Shabbos had to be given Behakel. It says, Vayakel Moshe, and then he gives the mitzvah of Shabbos. Wait a second, he gives the mitzvah of Shabbos elsewhere? Right, this time it was given Behakel. So he develops from different Midrashim and Gemaros that there's another idea to Shabbos, the idea that Hashem is Melech. And that's an idea that Am Yisrael declares through our abstinence from work. We are all withholding from doing what we would like because Hashem is Melech. He ruled over the world. And there are Midrashim that also stress that on Shabbos Hashem became Melech. What he developed over there was this idea that the malchus is represented when you have a tzibur, like the Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says in the beginning. Amen, amen, melech. You want to be a melech, you have to have a tzibur that's mamlech you. And so maybe, I'm just saying, maybe this is part of the idea that's going on here, even though I have no source for it within the text right now. But in the back of my mind, this is playing itself out, and I'm thinking, wait, why didn't the Gemara say that here? Meaning, why didn't the Gemara answer? According to Shmuel, I make Kiddush B'tzibur because I accomplish a Kabbalah Sol Machos Shamayim B'tzibur, which really is another concept which connects to Shema Yisrael. When we say Shema Yisrael, there's Kabbalah Sol Machos and Lehamlich Shmo. Two different dinim. One is that I'm accepting, the other one is that I'm declaring. And you see, you say Shema Yisrael. You're turning to Am Yisrael. You're making a declaration. And that's Lehamlich. There's I'm accepting, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's the Elokeinu, and there's I'm declaring, and that's the Shema. So I'm saying we find this in certain mitzvos, even in mitzvos d'oraisa, that there's an aspect of the tzibur in the declaration. Over here, the Gemara doesn't seem to give us any basis for saying that. I'm just saying it remains in the back of my head.
But the idea, though, is that by Shabbos is... It's not that the tzibur is putting it. That's by Yom Tov, that we have the power to declare some type of more direct.
So the Gemara in Beitza says what you said, and if you open up the Gemara in Beitza again and our Medayik in the Lashonos of the Gemara and the Rashi there, then you'll tell me if that's really what it says.
Okay.
Quite the contrary. Yeah, if you want homework, you just received homework. That's a Gemara in Beitza, in the second daf of, I think, of the second perek, second or third daf of the second perek. And if you're medayik there in Rashi, tell me if that's how you read it. So that's homework for tomorrow, if you have time for homework. If you want to develop this point, so that's something we could discuss tomorrow.
So it could be that the Gemara, I'm offering this, it could be that the Gemara didn't say the sinyan of Lamlich because... because it's more of a secondary or it's a less preferable answer?
I don't know. I would sooner say that this Gemara is a raya that's not the concept. You might say what you're saying, that for that they wouldn't have been metakin it.
Well, maybe yes. I mean, but the fact that they were motzi other people is a more blatant, more halachically... reason that might be given, and then they wouldn't need to answer all the reasons. There are many reasons, but this is the most blatant.
Fine, maybe. I'd like to say
would
like you.
Would they give a reshima of all the different reasons if there were?
Let's take a step back. The idea Rav Pesman was developing is an idea d'oraisa. You don't give me an idea drabanan when you have an idea d'oraisa, right? So the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara did not say vayakhel, there's an inyan of kabos or Shabbos bekahal. That was not said. The Gemara did not say the Ramban that says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa on Shabbos and Moed, that everyone has to be together, that's a lashon Moed, that everyone has to be together, and that tefillah b'tzibur, according to the Ramban, according to the way some interpret him, is d'oraisa. The Gemara did not go that route. So, to my mind,
said that this is d'rabanan?
To be motzi the orchim. So you want to suggest the orchim... we're not Yotze, they're Kiddush d'oraisa and davening. Okay, I don't know why you'd suggest that, but okay.
Aren't there those that say that?
I don't know.
I would offer that, yes.
When we find it, we'll see.
It's not completely...
I didn't shoot it out of the water. On the contrary, I said we're going to keep it in the back of our heads and see if we find the basis for it. I'm just not too happy. I would have preferred to find some basis for it here. Back to Tosus. We said there are those guests. The achlu v'shatu v'ganu b'veik nishta. Says Tosus v'im tomar. You know that the different lashonos of Tosus asking a question carry different weights. Yeah, in Chutz Arts they do that. The Hasidim still do that here. And maybe we should think about doing that by us. I don't know why we don't do that. Ubrit mila. Because we do have bachelors coming in by us who have an issue getting Avdala after marriage. Think about it. Mikol makom. Notice that Tosus over here considers that cup of wine as a shosu. Mikol makom. She'ina shel mitzvah v'she'ina asu. All those are kosher mitzvah. If it's not a kosher mitzvah or sleep is also v'afilub shel bavel enocholin men kamaratam. Ravina v'ravi debarahava shelo ayu rotzin nikanes v'det ha'kneset mibnei ha'gshamim. Ilav mishum deshmaita bayetzluta. If it wasn't for the sake of a mitzvah, then in order to learn well, they needed clarity, they wouldn't have entered the shul to avoid the rains. So the idea the Gemara over there says, but the Knesiot Shel Bavel al Tnai Asuyin doesn't mean that you could do whatever you want in them now. The idea is, when they're Chorev, they don't have Kedusha. That's a Tnai. V'yesh Mamar, Telav Davka Bebei Kenishta, El HaChadarim Shiyus Mokhin Nebet HaKneset Kari Bei Kenishta. Tosa says, okay, when it says Achlu v'shosu v'veikanishta, it's not v'veikanishta. Remember Tosus, the Divrei David, of David Tevel? No, so it says that. We could say it doesn't mean that. Fine. The shuls that are adjacent, they're also called v'veikanishta. Misham ayusha me'ina kiddush. And they'd hear kiddush from there. Ah, you're not in Makom Suda? Yeah, but I hear it in my Makom Suda, okay? Big kiddush according to Tosus. V'alfim shepirashtim m'makom makom achad v'ayit, sh'dato l'chol makom achar yesh kiddush m'makom suda, ati shapir. L'shitasi, it works well. So why didn't he just say that l'chatchila? He's inferring that not everyone agrees with me, and I want to be able to see the other shitas too. Yeah?
They are helpful.
Next.
That's just saying why it's the Yishlama instead of giving that as the original answer.
No. Why did he begin by saying the lav dafka and ulfima shepirashti? I mean, he gave two tirutzim, really. He began by saying, well, they weren't in that room. Well, you don't even have to say that, because according to my shita, they could have been in that room and then gone to the other room. So why'd you bring me the first pshat? The first pshat is they're in an adjacent room. Right? Hala? You gentlemen have a Tosus Rosh here? No? We have one downstairs.
We have in the library.
Okay. Did you check the Tosus Rosh on all of this?
Yes. A week and a half ago.
Okay. Say that.
And the only brought this Tosus was pretty much word for word.
That's the question, the pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to see it? You see it.
He doesn't bring me Itoma. Ain't no more the Hacha Babatik Nesot Shabavelaskin. הכי מהיר לי בחדרים שבית כנסת. See, according to the way he sets it up, it seems like it's one thing. Not too different.
You don't want to see it?
So I don't forget it. Without hesitating at all.
Thank you. So he only gives the first teretz. He doesn't bring the second teretz.
So what does that mean?
Lo yoda? Are you finished? Where do you have cups from?
I have one by my seat.
Usually
the glasses
now. He says an important point. He says in the Tosis on the previous Amud, he says that Yayin shebetoch hamazon bal lishros veino chashuv ki yayin shachar hamazon shebal lishtos. It's not as important as the wine that's after the mazon. Our Tosis didn't say it's an issue of importance.
Una persona que en Estados Unidos escuché que come muy mal, mucha grasa, mucha arena, con mucha carga de boca. Entonces, gente está muy enferma y
hay un reportaje de
eso. Entonces, ¿qué pasa? Uno. ¿Sí?
Ahora se están haciendo, pero sin estudiar, no saben, por ejemplo, ahora tengo de trabajo, ¿a dónde va?
Hoy no voy.
Acá esto.
Esta sería una clase.
La primera y la otra.
Ok. The Tosus Rush doesn't bring that point that from room to room is okay. He doesn't bring that in the Tosus on the previous Amud. He just brings it under different Dibra Masa. Yeah, no, so he does say. He says that within the same house is a Shinui Malkam. And that's why he doesn't bring the other Tam. Because earlier in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, he's busy explaining Gersos, but he sticks in this idea that within one house it is a Shinui Malkam from place to place, and that he's holik on our Tosos. And then that's probably why he only brings one tirtz. He doesn't bring the other tirtz of Tosus. So that goes in line with what we said. That Tosa says that Lashitasi, it's good. He's indicating there's another Shita out there. And that's why he brought the first Teretz. Yeah, works. Makes sense. Hala. Okay. So the Tosas Rosh wants to be medayik the difference between mimokom lemokom and mepina lepina. Says mepina lepina is from one corner of the room to the other corner. That's not a shinui mokom. Mimokom lemokom is one place in the house to another place in the house. That is a shinui mokom. That's how he wants to say, and even Lalachi wants to say that. We thought it was only two floors. We didn't think from room to room would be a shinui mokom, going in line with the Tosfos. But according to Tosfos Rashi, it is. Okay. Avan mimakom lemakom bechad beita perush mechedr lebayit o mebayit laliyah kmo meigra la'ara aval mepina lepina yesh kiddush keichid lo chashuv shinui mokom samuch. וכמובן לגבי שינוי מקום, כאמר, לא שנו לה מבית לבית, ומי הוא שני מקומות חד בית כרלי מבית לבית, ומי הוא יש סרינד גרס יחד מפינה לפינה. So this is what the Tosus Rush over there says. The question is, what do you get out of this Tosus? I don't know what it means mecheder lebayit. I'm not sure. This is a very important Tosus. So Tosus Rosh spells it out. He says within one house it's a shinui makom. Tosus earlier said not. So what's he saying now? I don't know. Lo yodea. So we begin with my one of my really, really treasured Perushim Rashash. Nothing in the Rosh Hashanah. So we go back to the Maharsha and the Maharam.
Whenever you're ready.
No, I don't have pshat in the Marsha. I see there are girsos. We're not learning Ian, so say
that. Which comes first, the girsa change or the halacha change?
I didn't follow.
Are we saying the change in the girsa is mepina lepina because it can't possibly be mibayit lebayit because that's vada shina makom? Or is it working the other direction?
You're asking for a general rule or here?
A general rule, but specifically.
In general, it depends. Sometimes the Rishonim will say, you have to be Goris like this, because it doesn't work. And sometimes it's they had another Girsa. Here you see, Rabbi Hananel had another Girsa in the Gemara. And sometimes it's obvious from the Rishonim, there were two Girsos here. Sometimes they even referred to it. Sometimes they'll say, I found them in Duyuk's farm. You see from their Lashon that it existed. And sometimes you don't know. Or I don't know. Maybe you will know. I'm saying it. Maybe it is provable from within, but there are times where I don't know which came first. Te'imumidi, Tosus. Te'imumidi, Nireda, Hainu te'imat lechem, Kedamrin, Hempegim, Deshvot, Kedamrin, Shinitumidi, Vazli, Vachlov, Shatu. So Tosus here has a problem. Ordinarily, te'ima has specific halachic criteria. Machlokas Rishonim, whether te'ima even involves swallowing. Yeah, nogea fast days. Nogea making a bracha. Is te'ima a type of taste, like we call it today, or is te'ima you spit it out? And we discussed this. Based on the sugya in Shabbos. About Samach Lamincha, Lo Yitim Adam Klum, Tosus is Medayik, what the Shear is, Tosus and Shabbos, shouldn't even start anything. So over here, what's going on here? He tells him, you made Kiddush, taste something. What's he saying? Eat a little cake and spit it out? Doesn't sound right, right? So Nira Dehainu Timas Lechem. So Tosus says, okay, but Litom could also mean more than that. The Gemara in Shavuah says that Lashem Ne'odam is they say, let's have a taste. And then they go sit down and break out a meal. They eat, they drink. Tosus tells us a bunch of things here. He says, first of all, you're yotzei with mezonos for shar sudas. Secondly, shar sudas is less than the other two seudos. Thirdly, the seudos are kvod Shabbos. This does not go in line with the Rambam we saw, where the Rambam discerned between kvod and oneg. The kvod is what exists before Shabbos. Oneg is what's on Shabbos. So we see here all different mahalachim tosas. So we saw a bunch of things in this tosas. Yes? Okay, and none of you took notes. That highlight will go with the wind. You tell me. I wouldn't remember it in an hour. Okay. So let's do one more tosas and then you guys will summarize what you want. Kiddusha de'ochel nafkitu. Umash ro'ayam makpid al sudat shabbat shelo le'echol velo ner. Kede pirish bekontres. Haynu mishum shiuchlu la'asot machar shalosh sudat. Oh, boy. He says, you know, your lights might go out by the time you get home. So Tosas says, what kind of sudat is that? You're supposed to have a candle by the suda. You're supposed to have light by the suda. Isn't that the Dindra Banan of Shabbos lights? What's going on here? So Tosa says, you're right. They could do it tomorrow. Really? No. They'll have three sudas tomorrow. So that's a huge chiddush in Tosas. So I'm going to say, okay, Chazal wanted me to honor tonight's suda. Well, my candle went out. Oh, shucks. Okay, tomorrow I'll have three sudas by daylight. That's what Chazal wanted. This is the Tosas from a minute ago that said the night suda is a biggie. Yeah, of course the night suda is a biggie. You're walking in famished. So that suda you'll have without lights. So it's a big dochuk. Needs a lot of work, what Tosas is saying here. How lechatchila is Tosas making this idea of having three sudas by day? Oh, shema yuchlu lechod makom sheyesh amner ve'en yain. Okay, so notice Tosus didn't say inami, he said oh, that needs definition. And then he said oh shema, that also needs definition. Say that there's room to discuss. Tosus seems to understand that if he would tell them this all the time, then obviously this was something that would happen frequently. I would have said, he says shema, he's saying no, have something to eat just in case, like it's a chumrah, it's a midas chasidus. That's what I would have answered. Tosus doesn't seem to want to say that. Tosus seems to say if he's me'akev them when they want to go home and have their meals, so then obviously there was a real chashash that they wouldn't have it. If there was a real chashash, so why isn't that an issue? So seems like Tosus also has a taina that they had a solution. I would have said they're the guests. What can you do? If your host light goes out by the time you come back for the meal, you got a problem. So maybe then Tosus was bothered, then why'd he schlep them all the way to his house? Let them go home right away. Yeah? He said, maybe by the time you go to your host, the lights will be out. No. So they walked him home, and they ate something, just go home. Must be that there's a lechatchila that they could still do here. Meaning Tosus is telling us the way he views the sugya is it's a real chashash, and it's all got to be some lechatchila here, because otherwise why didn't he send them home right away? Okay, but it still needs work. You understand? Tosus is telling us a lot of things in this Tosus. Okay. So,